is a new one. It's a couple of sort of sonnety type of things about the river. I live beside the Tay. And I wrote one poem, and then I thought, well, I'll try and do more. You know, that's a stupid kind of thing you set yourself. So I think it's petered out at 5. This is about the ospreys that come to us every spring. The ospreys. You'll be wondering why you bothered, beating up from Senegal just to hit a Chukot storm, late March blizzards and raw winds, before the tilt across the A9 to arrive mere hours apart at the selfsame riverside Scots Pine and possess again the sticks and fish bones of last year's nest, still there, pretty much like the rest of us, gale-battered, winter-worn, half-toppled away. So red up your cradle on the treetop, claim your tend from the shining estates of the Firth or the trout-stocked loch. What do you care? Either way, there'll be a few glad whispers round town today. That's them, both of them, they're in. We live in the Firth of Tay, so it's the estuary, and we had a huge tide, big spring tide this year. Springs, full March moon and gale force easters, the pair of them sucking and shoving the river back into its closet in the hills, or trying to. Naturally, the dikes failed. The town's last fishing boat raved at the pierhead, then went down. Diesel-corrupted water cascaded into front yards, coal holes, garages. And there's nothing you can do, said the old boys, the sages. Which may be true, but river, what have you left us? Evidence of an inner life, secrets of your estuarine soul hawked halfway up Shore Street, up east and mid-shore, and arrayed in swags all through the swing park, plastic trash and broken reeds, driftwood, bus TVs, and a salmon, dead, flung beneath the seesaw. The crows are onto it once.